Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of InvestStream. I'm Pankaj, and today I'm going to talk about what types of things can make a startup venture fundable. Coming up next. Hey everyone, so welcome back. Today we're going to talk about three things that make a startup venture fundable. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's three of the main things that I think are going to help you understand why sometimes startups get turned down. Make sure you stay till the end because I'm going to add one more thing that I think is critical for early stage startups to know about raising money. So the first one is probably the most important. This is total addressable market, or TAM. The larger the TAM, the larger the potential return. If the total market size is $50 billion and a startup can acquire 10% of that or even 1% of that, that's $500 million. So a $500 million revenue company could be valued at a few billion dollars, right? Relatively conservatively. So, and if it's fast growing, it could be valued at many multiples of that. So a startup really needs to think about the total addressable market and be honest in figuring out the market size, right? Really think about how large the market is, source data from various places, and make sure you have third-party data that verifies and validates how you came up with the market size. So now take a market that might be perhaps only a billion-dollar market. If the whole market is $1 billion, for the company to gain even 10% of the market, they'd only be a $100 million revenue company. Now, you could still get a 10x multiple on that and maybe even a 20x, a billion, maybe 2 billion, but that would be kind of, you know, really pushing it. That would be a stretch. If they only had 1% of the market, they'd only have a $10 million revenue base. So off of that, the multiple would be really, really small. So I hope that explains why total addressable market size is important to a VC. Large markets matter to VCs because it allows them the opportunity to get a 100 or even in some cases a 1,000x return on their investment. So if they invest in a company at a $10 million valuation and it goes up to $1 billion, that's 100x. If it goes up to $10 billion, that's 1,000x, right? So companies like Facebook and Google have returned 1,000x to some of their earliest investors. Now, a lot of those investors who got 1,000x return still only managed to return 3, 4, 5x on their funds. Why? Because there's a lot of other companies that didn't provide a return. So the way venture math works is most companies return little or nothing, and very few companies return a lot. So for those companies to return a lot, it needs to really be a big market. So that's one. Number two, everybody talks about how team is the most important thing in a startup. It's true. Your team has to be a strong team. You know, the co-founding team has to be strong, and if you are a little bit further along, then even your second layer of management needs to be a very strong team, right? If you have a great team that's executing very, very well, it improves the chances of you taking a sizable chunk out of that large market that we talked about previously. Number three, traction. So traction is really, really important for early stage companies. And the way traction is defined is a little bit different for late stage companies. But for early stage companies, traction has to be measurable, repeatable, right? This is really, really important. If the traction cannot be repeated, or the way that you've acquired that traction can't be repeated, it makes it really, really difficult for an investor to buy into the fact that, hey, if I give you some money, you can spend this money, whether it's on your engineering, whether it's on your marketing, BD, whatever it may be, that you can repeat that process and see that second hockey stick occur, right? And that's really what investors want to see. They want to see the ability to create hockey stick type growth through repeatable means. And not all startups are able to repeat that. But still, if there's traction, you have a very clear strategy, you know what you've done tactically to achieve that strategy, that helps explain to an investor on why they should be investing in a company like this. So these are three things that I thought were very important in establishing why some startups are venture fundable and some aren't. There's one last thing I want to add. Angel investors are going to think about these same things, because if they don't, it's going to be very difficult for the startups to get follow-on funding, in which case angels don't get exits and they don't get into companies that grow rapidly. I hope it explained three things that I thought were really important in helping a startup become venture fundable. If you haven't subscribed to my channel on YouTube yet, please head over to YouTube and make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode of InvestStream. Thanks again for joining me.